that we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Let's read on. Verse 2. Beloved, now we are the children of God. God wants you to get that on the inside of you. Now we are the children of God, and I love this, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we'll see him as he is. We'll see him as he is. Go ahead to verse 3. Let's go there. And everyone, do I have your attention? Yes. And everyone, say that means me. And everyone who has this hope in him, what does he do? Purifies himself just as he is pure. So, if we're not of this world, we shouldn't smell like the world. If we belong to God, and we do, if you're born again, then we shouldn't smell like the world. Now, I want to read it to you from the New Living Translation. I have it here in my notes, but if you can put it up real quick for me on the screen, beginning at verse 1. Oh, they're already ahead of me. Verse 1, listen to this. See how very much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children. And that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know him. Amen. But our job is to present him to them. Verse 2. Okay. Dear friends, we're already God's children. But he has not yet shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. But we do know that we will be like him, for we will see him as he really is. Now, verse 3. And all who have this eager expectation. Are you looking forward to the coming of the Lord?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And all who have this eager expectation will do what? Will keep themselves pure just as he is pure. Amen. I don't want to be sloppy when he show up. Hang on, Lord, let me go take a bath or take a shower and put on some clean clothes. I'm not, no. That's not the way that works. You still with me? Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. Now, the word of God says we will be like him because we'll see him as he is. Turn back to the book of Colossians. First chapter. Verse I'll just pick it up in verse 24. I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Hallelujah. Let me stop right there just a moment. God set his ministers in the church to preach and teach the word of God. Amen. They should be listened to. If they are preaching and teaching the word of God, and I'm not talking about something off the wall, but if they're preaching and teaching the word of God, you need to open your ears and your heart and receive from them, because it is good for you. Anything that's in God's plan is good for us. It is to benefit us. Amen.
Amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
Thought I'd throw that in there. All right, we'll read on. Verse 26, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them, listen to this, to them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you. What else?
The hope of glory.
Glory to God. Another way you can say that is God has called us to share in his glory. Or you can say it this way, in hope of glorious things to come.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We should never look at ourselves as poor, meat, beat down. And hallelujah. Glory to God. So now, we're children of God, then how are we to live? Minister Tony touched on it earlier. By faith,
yeah.
We walk this walk by faith. Can I tell you something? This is not something you don't already know. But God has given us a space of time that we are to, our spirits, that is, and our soul, are to remain in this body. And this is an earthen body. It was created from the dust of the earth. It's an earthen body. And by being in this body in the earth, we are very, very limited. Naturally speaking, that we are very limited. Naturally speaking. But because we are God's children, and God left us his word, we are instructed by him to live by faith. Because we got to go beyond our natural. We got to go beyond what we see, beyond what we hear, beyond how we feel. And I could go on and on. What did I leave out? Taste. I'm talking about the five senses. Sight, feeling, taste, sight, hearing. Yeah. Those are five senses. But in life, sometime we need to go beyond that. And that's where faith comes in. I know what's happening in the natural, but let me go to the Word of God and see what the Word of God has to say, and then I'm going to stand on that by faith. Because my faith takes me beyond the natural. I can do that as a child of God. Amen. I have that right as a child of God to take God at His word. Because I'm a child of God. And if you're born again, say me too.
Me too.
And we were given instructions by Jesus Himself. Well, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Let me say this to you before I move on. We're in the earth, we're in the world, but we're not of the world, but we've been told to walk by faith, walk by, live by God's word. And we're also told, and you can write it down, you probably know it by heart, but in Hebrews 11, verse 6, that without faith it's impossible to please God. Matter of fact, put it on the screen. Hebrews 11, 6. Hebrews 11, 6. Now, listen. I mean, look at it. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him being God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a what? Rewarder of those who what? Diligently seek him. Hallelujah. That takes us beyond our sight, our hearing, our feeling, and so forth. God's given us that right as a child of God to take God at His word. Are you still with me?
Amen.
Now, get this. Jesus told us that we are to walk by faith so that we can bring glory to God.
Amen.
Let me tell you what your job is. To bring glory to God.
Amen.
Here in the earth, while we are here in the earth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter. And this is what Jesus said. (Clears throat) He say, most, this is 14th chapter, verse 12. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, you see that? He who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. How many believers do we have in here? Amen. I'm not putting my hand up. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And listen at this. And greater works than these will he do, because I go to my what?
Father.
Hallelujah. Now see, Jesus is telling us how to walk by faith while we're here in the earth. Because he says, I'm going to my Father, and I'm going to leave it in your hand. I'm going to send you a helper, the Holy Spirit. I'm going to send you a helper. But I'm going to leave it in your hands, and here's how you're to do it. Verse 13, and whatever you ask in what? My name, that's the name of Jesus. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that what? The Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. We're children of God. And we have been given the authority and the right to use the name of Jesus. The one that created everything that's created. The Bible tells us that he created everything there is. And now he's telling you and I that we can use his name. And why? So that we may bring glory and honor to the Father, who loved us so much that he sent his Son, his only begotten Son, into the earth to die for us, to suffer for us, give his life for us, so that we wouldn't perish, but have everlasting life, becoming a child of God. God's given you and I the ability to make things happen for the glory of God. Are y'all following me? I'm getting ready to close here, but I want to show you something, an example of what I'm talking about. Turn to the book of Acts, third chapter. Hallelujah. I'm just going to read a little bit. Just read along with me. Acts, the third chapter, beginning at verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. Now Jesus had already ascended to heaven, okay? Verse 2, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. In other words, he was a beggar. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Everybody say, with John.
With John.
Hallelujah. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have. Now some people take that and try to make Peter out to be a poor man. That's not what it said. Anybody ever ask you for $100 and you tell them, no, don't have $100 on me. Well, we'll move on. Verse 6, Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In other words, he was letting him know, I got something better than that. And what did he say? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, let's stop right there for a moment. We're going to move on. Remember, Jesus says, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. Didn't he say that?
Yes.
Now here is born again Peter, born again John, going into the temple to pray. Man asked for something. Peter let him know, I got you. So he went on to say, verse 6, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. So he what? Leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and what?
Praising
God. Do you think they brought glory to God?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. He was praising God. Verse 9. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Now, as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon, greatly amazed. So Peter saw it. Oh, it's preaching time. It's preaching time. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us as though by our own power or godliness we have made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. Now, I'm going to read you one more verse. Verse 16. And his name.
Yeah.
And what? Through
faith.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's stop a minute. And his name. Through faith in his name. Has made this man strong. Through him has given him perfect soundness in the presence of you all. We've been called to bring glory to God because we're children of the living God. And we have been given the authority to use that name.
Yes, yes.
Having faith coming out something. When Peter said, in the name of Jesus, get up, that was faith speaking.
Amen. Amen.
That's right, exactly. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
And he was constantly building his faith. They were going into the temple getting ready to pray. Glory to God. And what do we need to do today? Grow our faith. That's what we need to do. We are children of God. Jesus told us what he would do for us and how what he would do through us. But what we forget is that we are laborers together with him. Peter and John were two men full of faith. And they knew the name of Jesus. They heard him when he said, use my name. Use my name. In closing, remember Paul cast out devils in the name of Jesus, but there were seven sons of Sceva that didn't know Jesus. They just had heard about him, but they didn't know him. And there was a big difference between the response they got and the response Paul got. Amen.
Amen.
Let's know that we are children of God. And let's continue to build our faith, grow our faith, so that we can serve our Lord while we are here in the earth. Because I want to tell you something. He got something waiting for us beyond our imagination. The Apostle Paul says, John, I can't tell you what it is, but I can tell you this. We'll be like him.
Amen.
We'll be like him. How many of you want to be like him one day?
Amen.
Well, you know what? If we're going to be like him in the future, we need to start acting like him while we're here in the earth.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Your word would never return void to you. Hallelujah. We give you glory, Lord. We give you glory. If you're watching us tonight, whenever it may be that you're watching us, and if you have not received this Jesus I've been talking about into your heart as your Lord and Savior, I'm asking you now to receive him as your Lord and Savior. He is the Son of God. He is the only begotten Son of God. And he came and he died for you. He rose again for you. And you can walk in the power of his Spirit also. But you have to begin somewhere. You have to start somewhere. And it begins by you receiving Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior. If you don't have the assurance of heaven when you leave here, you need to receive him as your Lord and Savior. And I'm going to ask you, wherever you may be watching us, I'm going to ask you to repeat this prayer after me and invite him into your heart by faith as your Lord and Savior. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the only begotten Son of God. And I believe that you came to the earth and you was crucified on the cross. You died, you were buried, but you rose again on the third day. And you did it for me. So I invite you, Lord Jesus, into my heart, into my life, as my Lord and as my Savior. I receive you now by faith. Thank you, Lord, for coming into my heart and being my Lord and Savior and giving me eternal life. I thank you, Lord. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, contact us. Let us know. I gave my heart to Jesus. I gave my life to Jesus. We want to rejoice right along with you and pray for you, that you will be able to grow spiritually, that God will send someone across your path if you don't have a church home. That can help you and to lead you to the right church, right pastor, that can teach you the word of God so that you will grow spiritually and mature in the things of God. Hallelujah. Contact us and let us know. There'll be information on the screen. Also, if you're sick in your body, I want to pray for you as well. Anyone that's sick in their body, Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift them up before you right now. As they reach out to you by faith for healing in their bodies, I thank you, Father, for touching their bodies from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. I give you glory, Father, and I give you praise for it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And of course, we would love to hear from you as well. So glad you joined us for the service, and I invite you to join us again for our next service. In the meantime, have yourself a great day. Amen.